Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome back to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is the 11th day of NaNoWriMo, and I'm surprised at how quickly this weekend flew by. If that's any indication of the upcoming week, well, today's episode is perfect timing. Without further ado, the number one thing you want to do to make sure you have enough time at the end of the month is to not waste time. One way to do that is to write with someone else who's also writing. You're a lot less likely to waste time when you're writing with someone else, as opposed to writing by yourself and being left to your own devices. If you're anyone like
someone we know,
hey, I resemble that remark. If you do happen to be left to your own devices, that's okay. I've got you covered. I've got some tools that you could use to schedule and help you ensure that you have the time to write when you're ready to knock out your word count goal. If you're a visual planner, it'll be very helpful for you to put the time that you're going to be writing on a calendar. I like to use Google Calendar just because it's convenient and I can also just create repeating events. But you can also use a tool like Asana where you can create a task that'll allow you to schedule it into your calendar as well. The next tip is using a timer-based tool to help you stay on track. One of the tools that I like to use is Tomato Timer. That's based off of the Pomodoro technique, which is a time management tool that helps you to break up a long task into smaller tasks that will make you less likely to get distracted before you're able to get a significant amount of work done toward your goal. I'll put the link to the Tomato Timer in the show notes, which you can find at podcast.amadvox.com. Another app is called Focus To Do. It allows you to set a timer for the number of Pomodoros that you estimate it'll take you to do something, and then lets you set a timer to complete it. It also has cool features such as an ambient noise option that'll help you to get into and stay in the writing zone. One thing that I especially like about this is the ability to create a subtask, which allows you to put multiple tasks under one project. Do you have a favorite task tracking tool or a timer tool? I'm curious to know what you do to keep yourself on task. Let me know. Send me a tweet at AMADVOX or use the hashtag AMADVOX on Twitter and I'll check it out. And now, my most important tip for you is to make the call. Try to have a standing time with yourself each day that you cannot miss, barring some emergency. During this time, you can set up your preferred timer to get your word count in. Remember, this is a commitment to this time, so by keeping this appointment, you're establishing a protected window where all you have to do is focus on writing until your next appointment. Prepare for some challenges. You may be invited someplace or to some other non-writing activity, which may conflict with your writing time. If you have a tendency to be overcommitted in your social life because you're just optimistic about your ability to write quickly, you don't want to start writing social time checks that your writing schedule can't cash by the end of the month. So just be realistic about your writing speed and your available time. And be honest if you find yourself in the situation that you need to reclaim your time. This is a challenge that requires focus. And no one's going to fault you socially for choosing to remain focused in order to reach your writing goal. If someone does make you feel like that, then you may want to think about whether this is the person you want to spend your social time with. One final tip is to chunk it down. With the limited amount of time you have, it's perfectly fine to break it up into multiple shorter writing stints. Keep in mind, though, that unless you can ramp up your cadence, you're going to need to allocate those hours to your writing goals in order to realistically hit your target word count. Remember, all of us nano authors are in this together. If you need a writer buddy to help you stay on track, reach out in the forum on nanowrimo.org or try to connect with someone virtually or at a write-in. We're almost halfway through the month and the time is ticking. Keep those fingers clicking, unless you're writing by hand, dictation, or some other method. I would love to explore the possibilities, but That's all the time I have for today. In my next episode, I will share some wellness tips to keep you healthy through the rest of the month. See you tomorrow.
You just heard a Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something on your time.